This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
All right, it's a Tuesday here on the show, which means we've got Teaser Tuesday coming up, and knock on wood, we're looking for our fourth straight win. When it comes to the teaser legs, I've won three in a row, Jinx.
Yes.
Wish I would have played some of those for my best bets, because best bets last week were not great. But that's the thing. Like, we have a lot of prognostications on this show, and I do feel good, at least for the listeners, that, you know, at least there were some winners given out, even though they weren't my best bets. At least if you're listening to the show, like, hey, not all this advice is absolutely terrible. But if you look at last week, here's the teaser that won. Had the Seahawks laying a point and a half at the Falcons. Easy win. They went 37-9. Had the Texans plus 9.5. They won outright over the Chiefs. And then the Rams laying 2.5. They won 45-17. So I think that's like the easiest win of the entire year for my teasers. Hopefully they all can be that way. As I look at some of my plays, I'm doing all home dogs this week. Okay. That are getting over a touchdown. So it seems like one of those things where, like, you'd think, but the NFL, it's tough. You know, every week there's somebody who, like, ruins it usually. That's why I always phrase it, who ruins my teaser? Because usually there's some team that, like, lays an egg against some team that they're not supposed to lose to. But that's why we love the NFL. So we'll see about this week.
Yeah, well, man, I did not realize you were on such a hot streak. But that's why I normally, I mean, I can't give myself credit for hearing your teasers. But there are a lot of times when I'm like, I don't know, I love that teaser. And I try to play devil's advocate, like, okay, maybe this is the one team that ruins it. But I will say, over the past month, when you ask me, what do you think, you know, which team is going to upend things, it's been hard for me to come up with an answer.
Well, I want your honest opinion, and I do want to hear the sabotage factors because, you know, like any life decision or anything that you're talking with a good friend, I would rather have a friend tell me, like, hey, this is where things could go wrong, as opposed to, like, no, that's a great idea. You should definitely get married to this person that has 15 red flags. Not that that's my situation, but you understand what I'm talking about. Like, when it comes to good friends, they should be able to be honest with you. And I also think it's a good exercise in betting to always look at the other side, because that's the thing. Like, the improbable can always happen. Like, I'm still reeling the fact that Ohio State lost to Indiana. Like, Jenks, I know you weren't on the show yesterday.
Yeah.
That's still crazy to me. And it just goes to show that, like, at the end of the day, like, execution still matters. You can be the best team on paper, but at the end of the day, you still have to go out there and prove it.
Oh, we watched that game on Saturday night. There were some friends of ours who were having a trim the tree party. So you come and you have drinks and you, you know, hang the ornaments on the tree. We do it every year, and it was great. and they had on that game in the living room. And so me and my friend Ty were just locked in. And at first, it was, I want to watch this game, but then I really locked into the second half, and Indiana was the better team. They were just the better team, mm-hmm. and I couldn't. Now, Ohio State and that missed field goal, like, we were losing our minds. Like, I cannot believe they missed that chip shot. I felt really bad for that kid. Like, oh, my God, that is awful. But to watch it actually happen, like, I feel like we cover enough college football on this show where we all believed in Indiana, right? Like, I think midway point in the season, and based on last year and Cignetti and the talent he's brought in, nobody here thought that Indiana was lucky to be there. Everyone knew Indiana has a real shot, even though I picked Ohio State. I thought Ohio State would assert itself, and I thought Indiana had a puncher's chance, but I needed that reinforcement watching this game. No, not a puncher's chance. Indiana can win this whole thing, and not just the Big Ten.
Yeah, and now I look at, like, some of the spreads for these college football playoff games, and I find myself in the same predicament as last week, where I'm like, I like all the favorites, so somebody's going to ruin it for me. But as I mentioned, it's a teaser Tuesday on the show, so let's go over my favorite teaser options this week in the NFL.
Chelsea is such a teaser.
All right, so who ruined the teaser this week? Because we've been on a good stretch of three straight winners. All right, so this week there is a theme. I am taking a bunch of teams that I feel like are some of the best teams in the NFL getting more than a touchdown at home. It feels too good to be true, right? When you're playing them in a teaser, you get 6 points in your favor. So some of these lines are tight, but not when you play them in a teaser. So we're going to start off with possibly the best team in the AFC. Going to go with the Pats getting 7.5 points at home against the Bills. So the line in this game is the Patriots getting 1.5 points at home against the Bills. And honestly, I feel like this is a game that the Patriots certainly have a chance to win outright. So if you're looking at this line for a teaser, I'm going to say this game's going to be close. I think the Bills' defense is fully capable of letting the Pats in this, even if the Pats don't play their best brand of football. And even if Josh Allen has 6 touchdowns. Like, that's the thing. Josh Allen went ballistic last week against the Bengals, but they still didn't cover the 5.5 against the Bengals. So first leg is the Pats +7.5 against the Bills. Next leg, we're going to go with the Broncos home dogs +8.5 against the Packers. I feel like the Broncos defense deserves credit for being so consistent and statistically the best defense in the NFL. When it comes to sacks, no team is better. And I understand that Jordan Love during Toyotathon is absolutely amazing, but I do think this has kind of come down to one score, especially.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
especially if it's low scoring. Like, look at both of these defenses. So I think points are going to be at a premium here. I like the Broncos getting 8.5 with a great home field advantage as well. And then finally, this one scares me a little bit because we just saw this matchup and the Bengals won it outright. So the Bengals plus 8.5 at home against the Ravens. I don't know. It feels too easy, right? Like, the Bengals just beat the Ravens. The Ravens feel down on their luck. And Joe Burrow is back in the fold. So 8.5 feels like too many points to me. But I will say this, Jenks. This game was not on the board when I was making my teaser last night because the Chargers were currently playing. This is another candidate that if you want to bump one of those three teams, the Pats, the Broncos, or the Bengals out, you could put this team in, and I think it's a good option as well. The Chargers getting 10.5 points on the road at Kansas City. Do we believe in the Chiefs anymore? To blow anybody out? I don't think so. So I think that's a great teaser leg as well. If you want to make it a four-leg teaser, you know, be my guest. But are you going to take out any of the three original teams in the teaser and reinsert the Chargers in their place?
Ooh, well, it's not a bad idea. Chargers getting double digits. The only one that worries me a touch, if I have to pick one, which I always say if I had to pick one, aren't the Broncos, like, at some point, aren't they going to have a letdown? I know they've won, what is it, 10 straight now? 11 straight? So going and playing the Packers, who won 4 straight and who are fantastic. The Packers are a team that continue to look great in that division. That division's amazing. But at some point, I can see things kind of going wrong for the Broncos, especially that offense. And they just didn't get it done, and Green Bay wins. I kind of like the Chargers better at plus 10.5. Like, the Chargers have momentum. They're still playing for the division, especially if the Broncos lose against the Packers. And I just don't think Kansas City is that good, and they're certainly not going to blow anyone out. That's not what they do.
Right. It's mind-blowing to me that the Chiefs are still laying more than a field goal as favorites. Mm-hmm. Are we watching the games? Like, at what point do we say, okay, you know, Patrick Mahomes has a great career, but at some point you have to base, you know, your opinion based on the team we see this year. That's like when people bring up all these, like, historical trends. I saw this last night on Monday Night Football where they said, like, Chargers all time in Monday Night Football, and it showed their record. I was like, that doesn't matter. Like, those are totally different teams with different right. coaches and different quarterbacks. So at some point, you know, you have to look at the fallacy of, like, some of these stats don't matter. So I think even if you want to play the Chargers outright, you know, plus 4, or I guess not outright, but getting the points on the road, the Chiefs, I think if the Chiefs win, it's still going to be a close game. Maybe the only sabotage factor is the fact that the Chargers just played.
Mm-hmm.
And Justin Herbert obviously is not 100% because I know they won. But it wasn't like the offense was stellar. But again, it was a very tough defensive matchup going against the Eagles.
Yes. And also, to your point about these longstanding records on Monday Night Football or whatever, even when the Chargers were in San Diego, like in a completely different right? city, you know, not only different roster, different coaches, different city, not even close. So yeah, those things are interesting. But I definitely don't think when you talk about trends, trends can vary in many different ways. Clearly, that's one of those trends that I don't pay attention to at all. I just think, oh, historically, not very good. Over the past 2 or 3 years, sure, because there are those common denominators as far as players and maybe coaches who are still part of the organization. But over the long term, you just kind of say, well, okay, whatever.
Okay, so I just said at this point in the season, you need to trust your eyes and trust what you see on the field. Mm-hmm. Why can't I do that for the Bears? Because the Bears should probably be in this teaser if I trusted the Bears. Because if you want to put the Bears in a teaser, you get them laying 1.5 at home against the Browns. Like, they should win this game, right?
Yes, they should. I don't know what it is. It's kind of like the Jags. I feel like the Bears in the NFC and the Jags in the AFC are the two teams that you just don't believe in, despite the fact that they're winning. At this point in the season, these are very good teams, and yet it's the history that we just don't we can't quite get past with the Jags. I don't know. I think it's just that it's Jacksonville for some reason. I don't know why that is. But there's not a long history there with the Bears. The long history is, yeah, it's the Bears. Yeah, it's the Bears. And what we saw last season is still sort of burned in our brains. But they've turned things around so quickly. Yeah, Chicago should win this game. And it's really hard to – it's really hard when an organization or a franchise has played a particular way for a long time to break out of that and to say, yes, but that was the past. They're a new team now. Maybe it's only for 1 year. I don't know if this is going to last. This is a different team. And it's hard to break through that when that's been set in your mind for so long.
Well, and also, like, you think, okay, a point and a half, that's not that much to lay, right? The Bears have 2 wins this year by a mere point over the Raiders.
Right.
And the Commanders. And I understand, you know, that was back in September and in October. And the Bears are playing better football right now. But I don't know. Like, that's the sabotage factor I don't want to go. Because, like, I can see Caleb Williams, you know, having this miraculous drive down the field only to throw a pick in the end zone. And then the Bears lose. So I don't know. Maybe I'm being too much of a hater on the Bears. Coming up next, Hour 3, our biggest takeaways from the Eagles losing another game. Should they just blow up the entire offense? It's next on the Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.